Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Thank you, dear listeners, for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nadia from Daughter of Zion World Ministries, a foundation for the chosen generation. It's been a blessing to have a message again, once again, for you, my dear listeners, and God's chosen people. Thank God for another day. I thank God for your life. Before we go ahead, let's say a prayer wherever you are. Father, I thank you this day which you have made. You are a precious God. You are gracious. Your grace is sufficient for your people. This day, O Lord, I pray for all my listeners, all those who are joining us on this media to hear your word. To your name be the glory, not unto us, O Lord. Let your word and your spirit dwell in me, Lord, that I will speak your word to them that need it, O God, that we will be doers of your word and not hearers, that your word will abide in us forever and ever. We bless you, Lord. I pray and I commit my body, my soul, I submit my spirit into your hands, God, that you let your Holy Spirit dwell in me and give me a new unction, a new oil, that I will be able to speak the truth and the truth alone to your people in the name of Jesus. I thank God for your life. May God bless you for joining us and for listening to A Daughter of Zion World Ministry. And this is Ruth Nabia once again. Stay tuned for one music.
Why don't you lift up your hands now to the Most High God, and let's sing, "You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship Him." You
Our steps.
You have ordained the steps of the righteous. We will never be moved by any storm, any storms of failure. We will never fail. We will see beyond failure. We can never fail because we are the chosen generation. We are born by God and we are called the children of God. Therefore, failure is not in our books. Yes, any inscription of the devil against your life, listen to daughter of Zion. Today, I plead the blood of Jesus, and I nullify it with the blood. I cancel it. It shall never stay. It will not come to pass. They will rise up against you, but it will not work. For the Lord our God is on our side. Yes, he has sworn that he will never change his mind on his promise to you. The word of God is true. His word is true and holy. Has he said something that he has not done it? Yes, search it. Look for it. Has there been any promise of God that is not true? Yes, his word is true. His word is true and yes and amen. So depend on the Holy God of Israel and he will see you through. He is our Lord, our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul. He guides us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we shall fear no evil. For you, O God, you are with us. Your staff and your rod, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Oh God, you have anointed our head with oil, and our cup runs over. Our cup runs over. Our cup is overflowing. May your cup run over. May the anointing of God overflow in your house. May the oil of God pour in your head to the sole of your feet, that you will never lack, that goodness and mercy shall follow you, that your household will be blessed. You will lend to many and you will never borrow. May the Lord double your portion this day that he has made. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord to worship him and tell him of his goodness and his mercy. Yes, lift up your head, O you gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that a King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that a King of glory may come in. And who is the King of glory? He is the Lord Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord our warfare. Jehovah is his Deborah. Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah El Ego, Jehovah El Gibor, Yinamasundi Araba. He is Lord, he is mighty. He is able to do it exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all man's imaginations. What is it that he cannot do for you today? I am entreating the God, our Lord, to you, that you take him, that you use him, use the word to be your armor. For the word is our light and our armor. It's our weapon. The word, you are how much word of God that you know. So this day, fought. You may the Lord help you to desire for his word. May the Lord open your eyes to see and understand his word and do the word, that the word will abide in you so that you will do according to his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you. thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, tonight. We bless you, O God, for your life, O God, we want to live in. We want to dwell in your light, for your light is our life, O God. And I'm reading another verse from Psalm 18, and it reads, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am safe from my enemies. The courts of death encompassed me, and the torrents of ungodliness terrified me. The courts of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry for help before him came into his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains were trembling and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up out of his nostril, and fire from his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with thick darkness under his feet. He roared upon a cherub and flew, and he sped upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, his canopy around him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies, from the brightness before his path, before him passed his thick clouds, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord, who also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered them, and lightning flashes in abundance and rooted them. The channels of water appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. All your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, O God. He sent from on high, he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into the broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has rewarded me according to his righteousness. According to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. Yes, for you, O Lord, for you, my light and my lamp, the Lord, my God, illumines my darkness. For by you I can run upon a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock except our God? The God who gets me with strength and makes my way blameless. He makes my feet like a hen's feet and sets me upon high places. He trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend the bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. And your right hand upholds me. In your gentleness make me great. You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. Hallelujah. And I did not turn back until they were consumed. I shattered them so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet, for you have girded me with strength for battle. You have so under me those who rose up against me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me, and I destroyed those who hated me. They cried for help, but there was none to help them, even to the Lord, but did not answer them. Thank you, Lord. Then I beat them fine as the dust before the wind. I emptied them out as the mire of the street. You have delivered me from the contentions of the people. You have placed me as head of a nation, a people whom I have not known serve me, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord be your portion. May the Lord make you higher. May he be the lifter of your head, that from this day your enemies will begin to serve you. Those who hated you, those who plotted evil against you, they will come looking for you to serve you. They will come wanting to even sweep your room for you. They want to do something for you. They may not find you, because the Lord has been merciful. He is gracious and abundant. His grace is abundant. His loving kindness is always enduring. His grace is sufficient for his people. May the Lord shine his face upon you. The Lord, may he be your light. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord encounter you. May you encounter the divine countenance of the Lord this week and today, that you have joined this radio station, Blog Talk Radio, and this is Daughter of Zion bringing you the word of God. And we read the book of Psalms, Psalm 18 and Psalm 37, and we read Psalm 71 also. This is the word of God. We are magnifying God all together as the saints and the people of God and as a chosen generation. We want to live in the light of God all the days of our life. Father, we thank you for this day. Stay tuned for this music. Thank you.
El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Ilhamkana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children. El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ekamana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Lamb of God, we praise your name. We thank you, O God, for another blessed day, for bringing this program to almost an end. We thank you. I pray for you, listen to Daughter of Zion World Ministry, that may the Lord bless you. May the Lord heal you if you are sick. May the Lord favor you. May favor be your portion this day. I decree and declare a favor of the Lord over your life, that everything that you are doing may it survive, may it progress, may it thrive in the name of Jesus, to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is Lord. The earth is the Lord and its fullness. Therefore, this land is your possession. You are born to do, born to win. You are born as an abundant child of God. Yes, you are a people, a chosen generation, called by the name of God. He has called you by name to speak his word, to do his word, to bless many in the name of Jesus and to his glory, not unto us, but to his glory. Yes, I think. Let's come together and join hands and do this work in righteousness and in holiness, for this is what he asks of us. May the Lord continue to anoint you, increase your anointing, bless you in all that you do, and progress you, give you financial support, anything that you need to let the job, the work of God come to fulfillment. May the Lord grant it to you. May the Lord cause peace in your family, your household, your children, your job. May the Lord sustain your job and your finance. May there be increase this year as we have passed or almost about to pass this first quarter of the year. May you get a new visitation of the Lord, a new revelation of the Lord. May the Lord visit you and open your eyes and progress you, that everything that you have started, may the Lord finish it in good health and prosperity, for you are a chosen one of God. I thank you for joining us once again, and this has been Rose Dambia. If you want to follow us, you can follow us on our website, www.dzwm.org. That is Daughter of Zion World Ministries.org. We are a ministry, a multimedia ministry, reaching out to people with the word of God worldwide. And then we are doing the work of God physically to bring people's life to reality, to bring all to a fulfillment, because this is the work of God sent us out to go and do, to go and bless widows and orphans. So this is why we are living and we are existing, to help many. So you can join us by being a volunteer or supporting us. And I will use this opportunity to also bless the people and pray for the people in Japan who are also already experiencing the earthquake. We are donating funds to send to them. So you can also donate $10, $20. We are welcome to send to them, and you'll be blessed. Thank you. We are a non-profit. We are registered as non-profit and 501c. So you can donate, and then you have your receipt to file your tax. We want to do this work to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Shalom. Thank you, Lord Jesus.